Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Pastor Dave Kornick, and the title of today's Daily Phil is Embraced by the Trinity. There's a range of ways that people hug. Some tend to give little hugs, maybe even just a gentle squeeze on the shoulders. Others like to give big hugs, sort of like getting squeezed by a polar bear. But even the biggest of bear hugs is dwarfed by the embrace that God extends to His earthly creation. In fact, God's arms have been outstretched toward creation since the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve enjoyed God's embrace every day until they succumbed to the serpent's deceit. God later embraced Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but their descendants, the Israelites, never wholly grasped the responsibility they had to extend God's embrace to other nations. Finally, God's embrace was extended to all nations through the outstretched arms of His only begotten Son upon the cross. Jesus' outstretched arms are an image of the outward embrace of the Holy Trinity unto everyone willing to come to God and be enfolded by divine grace and love. In John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26, Jesus prayed for all of those who would come, all those whom the Father would give to the Son. The indwelling of each believer by the Spirit of God, as portrayed in Romans 8, verse 9, is proof of God's loving embrace. That indwelling of believers by the Holy Spirit is a picture of a believer being embraced by the Trinity's love. It's like the Father offered a divine embrace through the outstretched arms of His Son on the cross, and then consummates that embrace with each believer through the work of the Spirit, who indwells the believer and enfolds them in the arms of God. It's utterly amazing to think that the Holy Spirit, who is the essence of mutual love and unity within the Holy Trinity throughout eternity, has in this age extended the Trinity's embrace to all of God's people. By indwelling every believer, the Holy Spirit affirms within each believer's heart that we are truly adopted sons and daughters of God Most High, Romans 8, verse 15. Now, if you've experienced that embrace of the Trinity in your own life, make sure to extend God's embrace to the world around you. Wherever you encounter a searching soul, ask the Holy Spirit to show you how you can extend God's outward embrace to them. You may become the arms of God to them. This is Pastor Dave signing off. May you be blessed today, and may you be a blessing.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.